Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 791. What is the mixer? Do you remember that? That's what I said yesterday. What is the mixer? And if you don't know what the mixer is, M-I-X-E-R, then you have to go for yesterday's episode and listen to it. So we've been talking about the death of Christ. That's what we've been learning, we've been looking at. Today I want us to look at it again. Okay, so we are going for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the word of God, which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain, I was supposed to say, you've not believed in vain because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we've been looking at the death of Christ, we've looked at the physical events, we're not the revelatory. And I said, Proverbs 4:20 says, my son, pay attention to my word. We have to pay attention to the word, because the word is the government of the king for us. That is how we will be able to know what our government is saying and how to rule on this earth. I have said so many things about that in the previous episodes. So it means you have to dig into the archives and see what it means to pay attention to the word, prioritize. Okay, so now we are looking at Mark 11. In Mark 11, Jesus cursed the fig tree. They came back, said, Master, Master, the fig tree cursed is dead. And Jesus was just giving them a lesson. What was the lesson? Mark 11, 23 says, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So we can see, say to the mountain, believe those things he saith, and then you have whatsoever he saith. So say. What was Jesus doing there? And I said to you that in your walk of faith, you will have to be doing saying. You will have to be saying. It is a walk of saying. So I give you an example of how God had promised Abraham, or Abraham and Sarai, a baby, and for 24 years. They were expectant, but it never happened till God came to them and said, listen, it's time for you to say it. I've never told you that on this earth, a man and what the man says is pivotal in any miracle, any blessing, any manifestation of what you want to see in your life. It is so important that a man will pick up what God is saying and speak it on it, on earth. It's so important. So God kept saying, your name is no longer Abraham, which means assumed rather. Your name will be what? Abraham, which means father of many nations. So here was Abraham introducing himself. No, I'm no more Abraham. What's your name now? Abraham. No, my name is Abraham. And the look on the people's what? Father of many nations. So why are his children? No child. What is wrong with this man? Is he going nuts? And what about his wife? No. You mean there is only one baby, and that baby was even born by the house help, and the maid wanted to even run away with the baby. Then why is he boasting? Is he all well or all right? And they said, yes, the man needed to say it. And I've told you why. Because the tongue is the mixer. The tongue is the mixer. Listen, there is nothing, and nobody can circumvent this. Your tongue is the mixer, and you will have to continually mix the word with it. This morning, there must be some mixing in your environment. In the afternoon, so in the evening, so in fact, daily, all the time. Your tongue should be saying what the word says about you. Oh, but prophetess, you don't understand. I'm about to lose my God. You're using your tongue to say you will lose your company. That is it. Because of the way you have been speaking. The way you have. But I feel it, and therefore I cannot help but say, that is the problem. And that is what God said to them in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. That he said, the church in the wilderness did not mix the word of faith God had given them. They didn't do that, and because of that they could not inherit God had given them. So let me read it again. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2. Let me say it again. He says, saying, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. This good news was preached to them as well as unto them. Was preached to them, it was preached to us. But the word preached did not profit to them. You see why a lot of people come out of church, come out of hearing words like this, and it doesn't profit them. Oh, but it will profit you, because you will do what I'm saying. You will mix. You will mix the word with faith. How do you do it? When you say, when you use your tongue to say it, that is when you are mixing. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. They did not mix it with faith, and therefore did not profit them. So what are you doing today? What are you going to do today? You are going to mix the word with faith in whatever circumstance you are in. So if it is an injury, you are going to speak what God's word says about injury. Someone has poisoned you. What are you going to say? You drink deadly things and it shall not hurt you. Someone has said you will suffer in life. Somebody has said, use his tongue to say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And he said that no weapon and no tongue that has risen against me in judgment is condemned. Every tongue raising against me is condemned. You have to say, the greater one is in me. That's not something you do and then you stop. It is something that you do continually. Many people start, but many people do not continue. It is the continual mixing, and then boom, it happens. Some people are waiting for electricity to strike them, lightning strike. So one day I'll just wake up and I'm believing. No, that's not how to do it. You begin today. When you hear, then you begin. Put it into practice. Mix the word with faith. You are so blessed. Please come back for more.